9 Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
If you have something you'd like to talk about, otherwise you're just going to have to hear me ramble on with nothing specific prepared. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and whatever you'd like to talk about, we'll talk about. But I thought we'd start out this evening talking about an article in the latest New American magazine written by a fellow named Bill Jasper. And I've known Bill for probably close to 30 to 35 years. I met him when we first came back from South Africa, probably 1977, 1978, 1979, somewhere in there. And certainly Bill has been working for the New American magazine ever since then. He writes some of the most insightful articles you've ever seen. And certainly when I go to Alex Jones, and every time I see something written by Bill Jasper, I pick it up and read it because, of course, he has the research facilities of an organization, which I don't have. I just have to pick up what I get from my own research and scanning various people's websites and going to government websites. But certainly the latest, of course, article in the latest magazine is called Federal Regulatory Cliff Ahead. Federal Regulatory Cliff Ahead, and it's simply based upon a report put out by Senator Imhoff. It's the Minority Report on the Environmental Protection Agency by Senator Imhoff. It came out in October of last year. But this is what Senator Imhoff says. And incidentally, the report is very hard to get and went up on the Internet. And we have to understand that they take things off the Internet that they don't want you to read. Sometimes you'll get to something you really want, and it's arranged so it'll crash your computer. And every time you try to access it, it'll crash your computer. There are things that they don't want you to know. We live in a controlled society, ladies and gentlemen, with cameras every place and everybody having a number and every telephone call being recorded and every EPA, email, every fax being recorded under Project Echelon, having nothing to do with terrorism. It's all part of this move towards establishing a dictatorship in America. But of course, people say, well, if things are that bad, why haven't they already taken over? And the truth of the matter is they already have, but they don't want the public to know. They have dossiers on you and everyone in your family and your neighbors and maybe your best friends, a government informant, and they have a system of informants all across America reporting on what you say. And ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. It's really very real. You can check it out, fortunately, on the Internet. Tens of thousands of informants informing on you. And I will tell you that certainly I know a lot of the key leaders in the conservative movement. And I think most of them have a handler. They don't understand that. They can't really believe that their best friend they've known for years is actually manipulating them. But unfortunately, this is where we stand today. But the reason, of course, even though they've taken over, that we still have the ability to speak out is because, of course, they need the financial and military power of the United States to pursue their goal for world government. It was announced last week, we're sending American troops into 35 nations in Africa. Why would we be sending American troops into 35 nations in Africa? For the same reason we have troops in 130 nations, for the same reason we have over 900 foreign military bases, to maintain the empire until, of course, we can consolidate the world government and suddenly eliminate the vast majority of the world population and establish our ruling oligarchy eventually under the control of the one world government. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and certainly we were talking about certainly the Senate Minority Committee report written by Senator Imhoff in October of last year, just before the election, and this is what Senator Imhoff said. American families will be subjected to a regulatory onslaught that will drive up energy prices, destroy millions of jobs, and further weaken the economy. Those in poor communities and on fixed incomes who are already spending about 24% of their income on higher energy prices will be hurt the most. Let me repeat that. American families will be subjected to a regulatory onslaught that will drive up energy prices, destroy millions of jobs, and further weaken our economy. Those in poor communities and on fixed incomes who are already spending around 24% of their income on higher energy prices will be hurt the most. Well, of course, President Obama sort of held off on imposing all of these new regulations until after the election, but now he's putting in about 100 to 200 new regulations every day. Today, if you look at the Federal Register, we have 169,000 pages of regulation. Nobody even understands what's in all the regulations. The whole idea is simply to control the American people and to destroy our economy. They're going to destroy certainly oil, domestic oil production. They're going to put regulations on boiler emissions and throw millions of people out of work. They're certainly going to put new regulations in as far as dust is concerned, ozone is concerned, utilities are concerned. This is fascinating. We were able to find the report. It's only 13 pages, and basically it's specifically entitled A Look Ahead to EPA Regulations for the Year 2013. It's up on the internet. If you can't get it, it's available through Radio Liberty. But you must understand that Barack Obama is certainly not in charge. Barack Obama does exactly what he is told to do. Barack Obama is certainly controlled by the elite who control this country. They put him in power. They rigged the election. But, of course, they also controlled Romney. Romney was totally surrounded by people from the Trilateral Commission. And, of course, when Barack Obama became president back in 2009, what did he do? 11 to 12 of his closest advisors, the people who control the State Department and the Treasury and the Defense Department, and his closest advisor and our representative to the United Nations, our ambassador, 11 to 12 of them came from the 87 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, just as every president and or president of the United States between 1977 and the year 2008 came from these same 87 people. And of course, that includes the Mexicans and Canadians as well in the North American chapter. They're not that many Americans, but they are the ones who control our government and make mockery of the electoral process. And if you really think we're a democracy, I'd love to sell you part of the treasure we have in our backyard, or maybe we give you certainly an opportunity to invest in some of the wonderful, wonderful things that we could offer you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a scam. We are not a democracy. We're not representative. We've already been taken over, and I don't know why they still allow me on the air. Perhaps God's looking after us, and perhaps your prayers are having an impact. Well, under any circumstances, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But basically, of course, the United States has certainly at least a quarter of all the oil, a third of all the natural gas in the entire world. And, of course, this is going to keep us from going further and further into debt. But, of course, the Obama administration, carrying out the orders of the elite who they control them, is going to shut down oil production in the United States and come up with all sorts of regulations that will make it almost impossible to develop our natural oil. So we'll be dependent upon other countries. So we'll be forced to continue sending money out of this country and developing these tremendous deficits. This is one of the major reasons we have the imbalance of trade, is because we're sending our money all overseas to buy oil. And there's no need to. We've always had plenty of oil here. But of course, back in the 70s, they came up with the idea we were running out of oil. And they told the lie so often that people really began to believe it. And we didn't have enough natural gas. And the trouble is, of course, none of this is true. We have the largest oil deposits in the world. We have more oil than certainly Saudi Arabia and Iraq and Iran and China put together, but we can't let the American people know that. And now they're doing everything they can to shut down our oil production because they want to destroy our economy and impoverish our people. They're going to do it gradually, not suddenly. But of course, the average person is making about $4,000 less in real money than they were 10 years ago. But inflation, you may think you have more money, but your purchasing power is going down. And of course, the number of people in poverty is increasing. Oh, we're up to, I think, 47.5 million Americans on food stamps. And what happens when they shut them off? And they're going to. It's not a matter of if, but when. And at that point, we'll have chaos in our streets. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But I strongly recommend this report. And if you can't get it, we'll be talking more about it. It's entitled A Look Ahead to EPA Regulations for 2013. It came out of the Senate, of the Minority Report by Senator Imhoff. It should have been on the front pages of every paper because, as he points out, millions of Americans are going to lose their jobs. It's going to, of course, impoverish our poor people, already spending 24% of their income on energy sources, and they're going to have to spend a great deal more because they're going to drive up the price of electricity and of gasoline and certainly of everything related to the use of energy in America. And certainly this is all part of the program of controlling the American people, lowering our living standards as they raise living standards throughout the world. We've got Charlie on the line. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Charlie, you go right ahead.
Always enjoy your program. I think it's the best program out there, most informative program. Dr. Stan, yesterday was the 40th anniversary of the abortion victory years ago, and I'm pro-life, but I'm wondering if the mother's life is in danger, is it morally acceptable to have abortion in that extreme case? In your opinion?
I think that it's the mother's decision, what she wants to do. I don't think we can tell her that she has to abort the child or that that is her decision. But I will tell her this, it happens so regularly and they throw this out just to confuse the issue. And basically, I mean, how many, I was a physician for, well, I've been, I graduated from medical school 60 years ago. I've never seen a case like that. I'm sure there may be rare cases, but it's the mother's decision, not society's decision. And so why do you ask?
Well, I was just curious because I'm wondering if that's the only reason that the pro-life movement would accept abortion.
Well, I think that basically it is the mother's decision, and some mothers certainly would give up their life to save their unborn child. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Fine. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But we've murdered about 54 million children. That's one reason, of course, why they are bringing people in from Mexico. They're intentionally bringing them in. They're not enforcing our immigration laws. Why are they bringing the people in from Mexico? Because we've killed so many American children. And if had these children lived, why we would not need to bring in all the immigrants, legal and illegal, from other countries. But you see, the whole idea is to destroy the infrastructure of our society, to make us into a multicultural and multilingual society. And so basically, of course, we would no longer be the America we were. We would bring in people who don't understand America, who don't understand our Constitution, who have never been raised with these concepts of freedom, because these are people who come from corrupt countries where there is no moral foundation. But unfortunately, of course, as you know, they've destroyed the moral foundation of this country. They intentionally took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools and began preaching certainly this philosophy of, if it feels good, do it. And they did that intentionally because, of course, at one time we were a Christian nation. Everyone in the world knew we were a Christian nation, just as everyone knows that certainly India is a Hindu nation and Pakistan is certainly a Muslim nation, and China certainly has their religion. Japan has their religion. America was a Christian nation. But that isn't true anymore. They've destroyed the very foundation of our country, not only simply by influencing what is being taught in schools, but also by influencing what is taught in our churches. Because they put their agents into our seminaries, and they systematically and very slowly, but very, very progressively, change the music and the message of the Christian church. And when was the last time you heard a minister speak of fear of the Lord? We talk about love, and God loves us, and I believe God does love us. He loved us enough to give his son to die for our sins. But God also brings vengeance upon countries that turn against him, as he did time and time and time again against the children of Israel. Read the Old Testament. Oh, they tell us that's the Old Testament. This is a different God. But no, ladies and gentlemen, this is the same God. And God does bring his judgment upon nations. He brings his vengeance upon nations. And I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice is not going to continue sleeping. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines, and we'd like to know what you'd like to talk about. Would you like to talk about what's going on financially? Would you like to talk about certainly what is going to happen with the Obama administration? Would you like to talk about the coming EMP attack? Because I believe it's not a matter of whether or not we're going to have an electromagnetic pulse attack. It's a matter of when it's going to happen. And of course, what will this do to the America that we've known and loved? Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's open lines on Wednesday, so give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got Ruby calling from Live Oak right here in the Santa Cruz area. Ruby, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I haven't called in for quite a while.
I know, and I've missed your calls.
I've been a little bit sick. I go to bed pretty early now. But I do listen to the afternoon show. I get repeats. So, but I wanted to call in on Wednesday because people ask me questions and they don't want to call in, so I'm going to ask for them.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you have any way to get a Radio Liberty in Jacksonville, Florida?
No, the only way you could get in Jacksonville would be the international, pardon me, but on the internet, or if they have shortwave, they could probably get our shortwave broadcast for the 4 o'clock program, or they could get internet. But we do not have any stations in Jacksonville. There may be one station in Florida that carries our program, but they do that gratis, and we have no idea who they are. Yeah. I don't think that there's any way they can get us there. But if they have access to the internet, if they have access to shortwave, that would be 7 o'clock there in Florida. In the evening, they could get our 4 o'clock program in California.
Okay. Well, that answers that question. And several months ago, probably even maybe over a year ago, I was listening to Jonathan Gray on your program. And the man is just absolutely brilliant. I was really kind of struck by a comment he made because here it's Santa Cruz, you know, and I have a lot of friends. The Lord has put me in a situation where practically every place, both my jobs and all the places that I am, everyone is some sort of pagan, and there's a lot of Buddhists. And Jonathan Gray made a statement that Buddha said that, I believe the quote was, in 500 years, a great prophet will come, and when he does, you must follow him. Well, he was referring to Jesus, of course, and I believe Jonathan Gray was saying that Buddha more or less prophesied that Jesus was this great prophet that he was talking about. I don't know, but then he also mentioned that Buddha was a student of Zoroaster, and Zoroaster was a protege or a student of Daniel. And I've been talking to people about this. We've been talking about the three wise men and the Magi and how they were astrologers, but not as we see astrologers now, but people who study the night sky and we're looking for this star that had been prophesied. I can't remember which book it was prophesied in. But anyway, it's all about that. And I wanted to know, for the Buddhists that I know, what that quote would be and how could I find Jonathan Gray?
Well, I'll tell you what. I sent him an email just this morning. He's put out some interesting information on this coming catastrophic event that's coming in America, and of course how we must begin making preparations. Mm-hmm. And so I just offered him I think it was the 5th of February. And so you'll be hearing Jonathan, hopefully on Radio Liberty again, and if we have any time, we'll open up lines. We'll try to do them for a couple of hours. And
That would be great.
Okay.
Okay, so February 5th, he'll be
talking? I think it's February 5th. At least that's what I offered him, and I haven't heard. I just sent it off this morning. But it's interesting how things work out. I mean, I called him this morning, and you called me this evening. So
man is absolutely brilliant. But I also wanted to comment on the fact that one of your previous callers, I believe, was it you mentioning that there are going to be shortages and everything? I don't know if you've noticed this. You go to the grocery store, and there's this isn't there anymore. They don't carry this anymore. They don't carry.
And there's shortages developing of certain medicines. This is just the beginning of all of these things. But we're moving into a period, of course, where we're not going to be able to get all the wonderful things we've had in the past. And prices are going to go up. There's going to be a tremendous decrease in the number of jobs. And they're going to see more and more people descending into poverty here, which is not so bad. For you get free medical care. You get free food. You get certainly a stipend for housing, but pretty soon that's going to be cut off. And at that point, you're going to see chaos in America.
Absolutely.
So begin making your preparations, okay?
Well, you know, the Bible says, go to the ant, you sluggard, and you have to prepare for these things. And I have people telling me, you know, what are you, some sort of a food hoarder or something? Because I collect canned foods and I give it away to people, you know?
You go right ahead. People will be knocking on your door.
I know. That's
but don't
what
be
I told
telling
them.
Everybody what you have.
No, I don't. I just have a friend who thinks that I'm a little bit crazy, and I says, and who do you come to when you need something?
Okay. God bless.
Okay.
Thanks so
talk
much.
Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye. Let's go to Bill, who's calling from Tri-Cities. Bill, we're just about ready to go to a break. Will you hang on, and we'll be with you in a moment, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back in just a moment here. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday. We have Bill calling us from Tri-Cities in Washington, wanting to know if groups like the Roundtable Group would be taking over. And I pointed out the Roundtable was simply a front for the original secret society that Cecil Rhodes created in 1891. And basically, then, of course, from the Roundtable Group came in England, the Royal Institute for International Affairs in 1919, and in 1921, the Council on Foreign Relations here in the United States, located at 58 East 68th Street in New York City. And they really are the group that runs America. But they were outed in 1972 by Gary Allen in a book called None Dare Call a Conspiracy. And at that point, the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, a man named David Rockefeller, organized a new group. It was called the Trilateral Commission. And they're the ones who are really running so much of what's going on today. But if you remember, of course, when Jimmy Carter was president, he had over 270 members of the Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission in his administration, and Ronald Reagan criticized him and brought this out. And yet when Ronald Reagan became president, he had 270 members of the CFR and Trilateral Commission in his administration, because George Bush ran that administration. And Ronald Reagan, a great speaker, a man, I don't know what he believed other than the fact that he was not a Christian. He was deeply involved in astrology. And this, in fact, there's a wonderful book called What Did Joan Say? And it's written by Joan Quigley, who is, of course, Nancy Reagan's astrologist. And Ronald Reagan, every time Nancy would come to the White House home, you know, after visiting Joan, Ronald Reagan would say, well, what did Joan say today? Hey, we're out of time, but God bless, Bill. I share your concern. We're moving into very, very difficult times. Any parting thought before we let you go?
Yeah, well, Ronald Reagan was in the part of the Contra War and attacking using the CIA-trained Contras to sell drugs in Los Angeles as well. And, I mean, Henry Wallace was a cultist, and then so was Roosevelt, and so have all of these presidents. So
many of them are, and I believe Barack
Hussein Obama. That's why they don't have any problem murdering people.
That's right. Hey, God let you go. God bless. Thanks so much for calling, and let's go to Judy, who's calling us from Utica, New York. Hi, Judy. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do have a question.
Okay, now, this is not Judy, is it? What's your name?
Judy, yeah, J-U-D-E.
Oh, J-U-D-E. Okay, go ahead. Go right ahead, Judy.
All right. You made a point earlier about both illegal immigrants and legal immigrants destroying the American way of life. I would like you to expand on that. What exactly you meant by that?
Well, basically, of course, the American way of life was really based upon a situation where the power of government was to be limited so that people could be free to do whatever they wanted to. And if they wanted to be a developer, they wanted to be an entrepreneur, they wanted to be rich and work hard, they could, but they did not have all sorts of government regulations limiting them. Unfortunately, of course, the whole secret of America was we had a system where the power of the central government was limited, and matters dealing with life, liberty, property, and what we did as individuals was to be handled at the state and the local level. Now, that is an imperfect system, admittedly, but at least, you know, if you certainly can't change what's going on in your state, you can always pick up and move to another state. What do you do when, of course, you have total corruption in Washington, D.C., as you have today? Today you have one government, the one we see, a president, a Congress, judges, but they're all simply a front. We have an invisible government that's running America, and their goal certainly is to change America, to destroy the infrastructure of our society, to build a massive welfare state, and then, of course, is built upon that. People will continue voting for them and centralize power in Washington, D.C. And eventually, of course, when the money runs out, they will impose a ruthless dictatorship. And that is not that far away. Is there anything else you wanted to know?
I didn't exactly understand the explanation how immigrants play a role in that.
Well, basically, of course, what they're doing is bringing a lot of immigrants into America, both legal and illegal, and people who do not understand America. Do not understand that the secret of America was the limitation of the power of government, that America was founded by our fathers as a Christian nation. And that's why, of course, you read the Constitution. Have you ever read the Constitution? Have you ever read the Constitution?
Not all of them. Yeah, I've read some of them.
Okay, fine. Well, I think you ought to read it, you ought to study it, and you ought to understand that the secret of America and the reason that America is different is because the power of government was to be limited so men could be free. And you take away the ability of people to restrict the power of government, and you'll always have people who want a dictatorship, and that's what we've got in Washington, D.C. today. And bringing in immigrants who do not understand, these immigrants come in, and they vote for people who promises to give them something. And if I told you, look, I'm going to give you an income, I'm going to give you food stamps, I'm going to give you a housing subsidy, I'm going to give you free medical care, vote for me. Would you vote for me?
No.
Why not? I'm going to give you everything you want. Why wouldn't you vote for me?
That's where most Americans like you have a very limited understanding about immigrants, you know. Because as I'm talking to you right now, I'm driving on my way to work. Now, when I get up work in the morning, I go to school. I've never been on food stamps, and I'm an immigrant.
Well, but that's not every immigrant. Wait a minute. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about immigrants as a whole. And you look and see how most of them vote.
But to make that generalization that immigrants are destroying Americans' way of life,
Who did you vote for in the last election? Who did you vote for last November?
Who did I vote for?
Who did you vote for?
I voted Republican.
Well, good for you. God bless you. And I'm glad you did. Now, I don't think the Republicans, certainly the leadership of the Republican Party, controlled by the same people who control the Democrat Party. They're all in this together. They just don't want the people to know. But I'm so pleased you did vote for the Republicans, because at least they say the right things. Unfortunately, most of them do the wrong things. Anything else you'd like to say?
For me, I'm not trying to interrupt you, but for me, I don't care about political party or any of that stuff. I feel if I think this person is the right leader, I vote for the person.
Okay, fine. Well, I'm glad you do.
And lastly, before I get off the phone, I listen to this radio station every day on my way to work and on my way back home. And if you're making accusations like that, I believe other immigrants are listening to the radio station as well.
And I hope that those immigrants, and I hope those immigrants are working, and they do not want to get onto a welfare system.
Where I live, in the city of Utica. Most of the working force in Utica are immigrants, and they're working hard. None of them depend on food stamps.
Okay, well, I'm really very, very glad for that. And thank you very much calling and putting that in. Okay, fine. Okay. Let's go to John, who's calling us from Spokane. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Let's see. We lost John. John, are you there? Go ahead.
I'm here. Yes, thank you. I've got a couple questions. The first question is, have you heard about this economic zone that they're putting in south of Boise, Idaho? It's a Chinese economic zone, much like they have had in China in various parts of their country. Do you know about this?
I have heard of it, but I don't know anything more than that. I know that they have a couple of Chinese economic zones, but I don't know much about them. Why don't you tell us?
Well, I just I heard about it, and so I went online and I did a search for it. And I read an article out of a Chinese newspaper, you know, an online newspaper in English. And it's south of Boise. I don't know anything about it beyond that. In 1989, I went to China and I taught business there in Shenzhen Economic Zone, which is just across the border from Hong Kong. And I do know that the strategy that they had to bring the country up to speed was they would create these special economic zones. The only way you could enter is by special pass, and whether you were from outside the country or inside the country, you had to have a special pass. And in one area of that economic zone in Shenzhen, there was the manufacturing. They had the dormitories, and then they had the manufacturing plants, and then the other area was Shekou, which was a financial hub, and so you had that going on, and also there in the town of Shenzhen, within the economic zone of Shenzhen economic zone, there was a university. And so the idea that they had at the time, that I was told, was that in China, because they didn't have mass communications, they didn't have a freeway system and what have you, the way they wanted to acculturate their country quickly was to bring the young people in from the hinterlands of China into these economic zones, get them so that they were using the modern production methods, and get them familiar with the Western ways, and then send them back into the country, and then rotate new people in. And this is back in 1989, and of course, I'm sure I wouldn't recognize the place today, but
what is the point you'd like to make, John? Because I certainly agree with you.
Well, I just wanted to know if you knew about this one there in, because basically what I heard was that these economic zones are part of a deal that our current administration is doing with China, that as far as our debt to China, that this is part of what's going on. These are going to be special zones. They're literally, like, for example, they're going to be Chinese little enclaves, you might say. And there's one in it mentioned one in Michigan and one in south of Boise. And I just want to know if you knew anything about them.
I really don't, but I will tell you this is all part of this program of actually, of course, building up the economy of China. and lowering the economy and living standards here in the United States. And basically, of course, the Chinese are coming in right now. They have a massive amount of American debt, over $1 trillion of American the treasury bills and certainly of other debt here in America, corporate debt. And now they're beginning to buy a property here. But this is all part of merging the one world and creating a one world government. If you read David Rockefeller's memoirs, on page 405 and 406, he talks about, you know, how everybody's criticizing he and his other internationalists because they're bringing about this one world government. And then he makes the point, well, but look how we've raised the living standards throughout the world. I mean, he's writing in, of course, 2002, look how we've raised the living standards throughout the world. I mean, what would you have done to raise the living standards? Well, he's absolutely right. They have raised the living standards throughout the world, the globalists have. But, of course, the ultimate goal is the destruction of the living standards in America. And eventually, of course, impoverishing everyone, taking them into a totally controlled society. But right now, they've done amazing things in China, and they've actually created, in a period probably of 20 years, a middle class that never existed before. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
One question. Now, I've heard your programs on the EMP, and based on everything that it seems to be consistent with how these globalists have done everything, they'll speak evil of some particular country or group, and then they'll perpetrate these false flag events and blame it on some boogeyman. And I just can't seem to think that it would be Iran. I don't see a motive. I don't see why what they would benefit in doing an EMP in the United States. It seems to me more like these globalists would have the motive, and it would be, again, an inside job that they would do, because that would usher in their excuse for martial law and everything else that they would need. I just don't see a motive for a foreign country to do this.
John, I think you're absolutely right. But who was it who installed the mullahs in Iran in 1979, do you know?
Well, of course, it was us.
Oh, absolutely. And I believe, and I believe that
Hermit,
we have their,
Hermit
our
Rockefeller.
Agents. I think we have our agents at the top of the government in Iran today. And I think all of this with Ahmadinejad, I've always said I really think Ahmadinejad really came from central casting. They picked him up in New York. They taught him Arabic. No, I'm just saying this with tongue in cheek. But he is a created character. And making all these statements, you know, just to get everybody upset. Unfortunately, I think you're absolutely right. And whether we actually do this as a false flag operation, or we have our agents in Iran do it, we have our agents in every country in the world. And the ultimate goal is, I believe, of course, is to destroy America. If you read the scriptures, you'll find America is not mentioned other than perhaps the reference to Alas, Babylon, the mother of harlots. The financial center of the world is destroyed, and the merchants of the world weep because there's no one to trade with. That is what frightens me. I think that probably is truly prophetic. Okay?
Yep. I think based on the things that you've said and everything that Paul Williams has said and what have you, they're making the Muslims into a boogeyman, and because we need an enemy. And so they create this enemy in this boogeyman and civil war and what have you. It seems like it's the same old game, whether it's in Africa or the Middle East or wherever.
You're absolutely right. I've got to run because we've got a board full of people, but you're absolutely right, John.
Thanks, Dr.
God
Jen.
Bless. Okay, let's go to Dave, who's calling us from Central New York. Hi, Dave. How are we doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. I listened to your program and Joyce Riley and Alex and True News. I listened to this Butch Paw, the pastor for 30 years down in West Virginia, called the decision. He's on Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern. And the last caller in tonight, they had people calling in, and he said that there was a report, and Butch Paw heard about it also. There was an 18-wheeler in Houston, Texas, that was stopped at a police checkpoint, and searching the truck, they found different signs. And the manifest of the truck said that the signs were going to Homeland Security. And the sign said, martial law is now in effect.
I really wouldn't know what to say. This could be true. It could be a plant. I mean, basically, remember, they're trying to get us frightened to death. 50 years ago, when I first got started, I learned all about the Chinese troops stationed in Mexico ready to attack America. Well, there weren't any. Now, what you're saying that may very well be true, or this fellow may have called in and with a phony story, I really don't know what to make of it. What do you make of it? Is there any way to verify this from any other source, do you know?
Well, I didn't get to call in or nothing.
Basically, why don't you look at it on the Internet, see if you can find some people, and then give us a call. See it, let us know what you think. But I'm always skeptical of these stories that basically frighten us to death. They want us so frightened we'll be unable to act, unable to do anything. We'll just want to go over in the corner and curl up and die. So,
well, Dr. Stan, if you want to feel more secure about everything, I've got the papers I can send you for you and your wife to adopt me. What do you think?
God bless. Thanks very much, Dave. But check into it and let us know what you come up with, will you?
Thank you.
God bless. Okay, fine. And we've got certainly, this could be true. I mean, Butch Paul is a personal friend. But certainly people call in all the time with stories. And I'll tell you, once in a while, they're absolutely right. We'll be back here in just a moment with Dee in Post Falls, Idaho, and right here at Radio Liberty.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Michael calling from Flint, who is commenting on an earlier call from a fellow in upstate New York who is an immigrant who is a little offended by what I said about immigrants coming to America, and perhaps his point was well made. I think sometimes people who come to America from other countries without freedom appreciate freedom much more than Americans who take it for granted, who suddenly have lived here for a long time and are getting on to welfare and taking advantage of all of our systems. I think, and as I think of it, I think his point is quite well made. Many times immigrants appreciate freedom more than Americans do. Michael, we're going to have to let you go, but give us a call again real soon. And this is the point when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. You can call us at 1-800-544-897 and vote or be at the products we produce or join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. But if you're not in a position to help us, then please, of course, pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, because behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. We do want to mention, of course, we're trying to get our book reprinted, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read it, you should, because this book has touched the lives of many people, and it's actually changed the lives and outlook of many people. So if you'd like to read the book, well, you can certainly get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get a case of the books and help us, well, you get 64 books for $150. And, of course, we'll throw in a free CD or DVD set. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You can give the books away. You can lend the books. I prefer lending the books. That way people have an incentive to read them. And you want as many people to read and understand as you can. We have between 50 and 100,000 copies up. And I will tell you, I've had some of the leading people in America in the conservative movement tell me that this book has changed their outlook. Well, basically, I hope you want to get my talk on Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. We have another Agenda 21. It's called the Wrenching Transformation of America. Agenda 21, the Wrenching Transformation of America, is by Michael Shaw. And, of course, Michael's, I believe, is the most well-educated person in the country on Agenda 21. This is the agenda for the 21st century. It is a plan to destroy the infrastructure of our society and, of course, to impose upon us a ruthless and tyrannical rule where every aspect of human endeavor is regulated from the cradle to the grave. But it also involves population control and the murder and elimination of hundreds of millions of people in America. They've already killed off several billion people throughout the world. They're killing a million or more a day. And how are they doing it? Well, abortion, euthanasia. And believe me, that's what hospices are really all about. But also, of course, they have created cancer. They actually foment cancer. They actually oppose treatment of cancer. And, of course, And if you doubt that, you really need to get our material on our 4-tape set on why do we still have cancer. You have to understand there's all sorts of effective treatments. You need to get the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough, or the a CD set we have, a 4-tape set on Dr. Brzezinski, who they wanted to send to prison for 230 years. They took him to court on two occasions because they wanted, of course, to stop him from saving people's lives with cancer. And so basically, the 4-tape set on Dr. Brzezinski, the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough, and then, of course, we have other tape sets on why do we still have cancer, and we have cancer because they're using that. They're creating new diseases. They're poisoning our water. They're poisoning our air. You need to get our material on geoengineering. We've got a wonderful DVD on geoengineering. We've got a wonderful DVD on aspartame, a deadly poison. Originally, of course, it was made as a biological warfare agent, and now they put it into 14,000 food products, a lot of those aimed at the children, the little children President Obama is so concerned about. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs 24 hours a day on the Internet, and then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Beside Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom. We're going to be talking about what's going on financially in America and throughout the world, and because we invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, we invite your calls. But right now, let's go to Melody. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan. How are you this evening?
Well, I'm doing fine. And so tell us what your view is, what's happening economically in America and throughout the world, and what does this forebode as far as the future is concerned?
Well, it's pretty much status quo. Things really haven't changed. Things are not improving. You still have a lot of people that are being affected by their jobs, by their incomes, and by inflation that we see, but where we're continually told that there is no inflation, or that inflation at least is in check, and though they're going to hold it around that 2% level. But the fact of the matter is the Fed is backed into a corner, and that there is no exit option. They're going to continue to buy bonds. They're going to continue to try and keep these rates low. I don't think they'll be able to. I believe the bond market is just an accident waiting to happen. It's going to explode or implode, and people are going to lose lots and lots of funds. You're going to have interest rates that will rise, and you're going to have the economy that's going to stall out worse than what it is now. Even if we did have a little bit of a beginnings of a turnaround in the economy, it's certainly not where it needs to be. We're an economy where two-thirds of our economy is spending. People need to buy in order to have a decent economy, and we're far, far away from that happening. So even their small reports of maybe a slight turnaround in the economy, it's certainly far below what we need in order to have people to have jobs and to have people rehired back into the workplace. So there isn't anything that they can do. They're in a corner. They're between the rock and the hard place. So it's just a matter of time. And I know listeners probably get tired of hearing it's just a matter of time. But it truly is. And I appreciate the time. You know, I appreciate the time that we do have to prepare, to do the things that we need to do to preserve our purchasing power, to get the food that we need, to get the water that we need, to put our house in order, and to change things so that we can help ourselves and that we can help other people when the time does come.
I certainly agree with you, Melody, and I think people have to understand that we have to look at the geopolitical view. We have to look at not only what's happening in America, what's happening in China. Well, China is one of the great economic miracles of all time, and over the last 20 to 25 years, they've suddenly taken a nation that was impoverished and made it into one of the second largest manufacturing country in the entire world. They have the second largest economy in the entire world. Of course, it's only about a third of ours, but it's still a very, very powerful economy. And of course, China suddenly has a growing middle class. And of course, they've expanded, they've built, they've put in all sorts of factories. But the problem is, because the rest of the world suddenly is not buying as they have in the past, China can no longer export their products as they have. And suddenly China has this tremendous manufacturing capacity, has a massive labor force all ready to go to work. And of course, they can't sell their products in the world market. And so basically, they're trying to figure out how they can begin selling their products to their own people. But as suddenly more and more people are losing, are leaving, of course, the industrial areas, some of them are going back to the farms. A lot of people are sort of coming to America. Anybody Chinese who could come to America is. China holds a tremendous amount of Americans, about $1 trillion of T-bills, $1 trillion of other bonds. And now they're buying up property all throughout America. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Melody Cedarstrom. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question. But what most people don't understand is that we are certainly on the verge of a financial collapse in America, but they can't tell the American people, and yet this is what's happened to every nation that's done what we are doing, and that is living on debt. This happened in ancient Athens, and if you read the story of what happened to ancient Athens, and what are we talking about, 300 years ago, and that was the time of Plato and Aristotle, of course they spent themselves into oblivion, and they had all these wonderful democratic programs, socialist programs to provide for every need of the people, but they didn't have any money, and eventually, of course, all of their money went into socialist programs. They couldn't afford their military, and of course, another military came in and simply took over, and that was the end, certainly, of ancient of Athens. And the same thing happened to Greece, to Rome. Certainly, by 300 A.D., why, of course, the emperor was a man named Diocletian. And the only way he was able to run Rome was, of course, to clip coins, actually, to create money artificially by shaving the gold edges off the coins and having that melted down. And then they invoked wage and price controls to control the inflation. And eventually, it became a capital offense. If you sold any product for more than the government told you what it could do, this is, we're talking about 1700 years ago, 300 AD, and eventually the whole system collapsed. And Diocletian resigned as emperor. The only thing he did do was divide the empire into two portions. One was the eastern section, centered in Constantinople. The other, of course, was in Rome. And Rome had a paper money system. They collapsed in 476 AD. Constantinople had a gold-backed currency. They existed until 1400 AD. And most people don't understand. It was the solid financial system that preserved Constantinople and the fiat money system like we have that destroyed ancient Rome. Go right ahead, Melody.
Folks say, well, that was then. It can happen now. And it's not true. It will happen here. It is just history does repeat itself. We are in a similar problem, and we are only able to keep this longer going longer as we have is because of the media and all the, even the Internet, as good of a tool as the Internet is, it's also a way to keep things continuing, and we continue to see our government grow and grow, and certainly with all the things that are coming out of Washington right now, it doesn't tell us that anything will be different. There is no one in Washington because they're all bought and paid for, many of them. It might be a handful, but they're all bought and paid for. They all have their own little agendas, and none of them can fix the problem. They can't fix the problem. They don't want to fix the problem. They know what the problem is, but they know they can't fix it.
Well, basically, they have to cut spending. We have to have a massive spending cut. If we have a massive spending cut, it would bring on a recession. But we would be able to get out of the recession if we could get our economy moving. But you can't get the economy moving, certainly when, of course, the people don't have money. Or you can't get the economy moving when you have ever more regulations. And that's what the Obama administration is going to do. They have suddenly, they're coming out with between 100 and 200 new regulations every day. Now, they're all unconstitutional. They have no right to do this, but they're regulating every aspect of life, whether it be farming or manufacturing or medicine or nursing, every aspect. And they're certainly regulating our banks. All of these things are unconstitutional, but that doesn't matter. The whole idea, I believe, of the people who are really running things is eventually to destroy what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. And who would want to do that? Why, the people who are dedicated to Agenda 21. Agenda 21 is the agenda for the 21st century. It is so incredible. It is so incredible that people find it difficult to believe. But if you go up on the Internet and type in Agenda 21 and read some of the articles there, some of the articles by our good friend Michael Shaw and others, you'll realize that this is truly a diabolical program. The agenda for the 21st century involves the destruction of America, indeed the destruction of the economy, of the whole world, and worldwide population control that will, of course, have disastrous effects and result, I believe, in the death of most of the people listening to the program tonight. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. Melody, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your organization and how they would get in touch with you, and, of course, what they will learn if they do get in touch with you, and what they should be doing now in an effort to protect themselves from the very disastrous times that lie ahead.
What they're going to learn at Discount Gold and Silver Trading is the truth about coins and about the gold market, and to have the right pricing and to be shipped promptly as soon as they have or we receive cleared funds. But they can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. They can also visit our website at dgscoins.com. That is DGS for Discount Gold Silver Coins, coins.com. And they can listen to our radio programs. We have one on a daily basis, and we also archive the programs on a daily basis. And we also have a weekly newsletter that goes out. We joined forces with Health, with Apothecary Herbs, and we have several articles for health and information in regards to wealth with the combination of health and wealth. But we give the truth about gold and silver coins. I've seen there's just so much Even in the coin world, in the gold and silver world, there isn't an agenda. And there's a genetic to sell gold and silver. And I think, yes, gold and silver is the only way people are going to preserve their wealth. But also there's the truth and of distortions of the truth. And we don't have an agenda to sell any one type of coin to everybody to benefit us. I believe there's a coin. It has a purpose and a place in someone's portfolio. And it's our job to educate the customers on what those coins are, how they perform, how much gold they have in them, how they're viewed, and what they can expect in the future. And we help our clients make an informed decision on what they're purchasing. And they walk away knowing the coins they have. They're very comfortable with the products that they do purchase. And they know how they'll perform, so there's no surprises, you know, in the future on those coins. We don't lie about coins, saying that one coin will do something and it doesn't. And it can become very confusing. And I believe gold and silver is one of the, it's easy to understand. But there's a lot of people out there make it very complex and confusing for folks. And we eliminate that for them.
Well, now I hear all sorts of stories. Basically, I was told the other day that the U.S. Treasury suddenly had cut off the availability of the silver dollars or whatever they. Anyway, the silver coin, the large silver coin that the Treasury Department was minting, they're no more available for January. They'll have to wait till the first of next month. And furthermore, I've heard that the coin dealers are having a very difficult time getting the 1,000 ounces of used coins. In other words, the old silver coins that so many used to be so readily available. You could always buy a bag of coins. I can remember where you could buy a bag of coins for $2,000 or $3,000. And now, of course, the price was up at in 10, 20, 25,000, somewhere in there. But I hear that lots of times, increasingly, it's very difficult to get bags of silver coins. Is there any truth to that?
Well, on the we'll start with the 1 ounce silver eagles. The Treasury did hold allotments. They release allotments on a weekly basis to the specialized dealers that they sell to. That allotment is beginning. The coins are going to start flowing again on Monday, the 28th. And the way they do the allotment is that they're going to take half of the coins that they have, silver eagles, and they will divide it up equally to those distributors. The other half of the silver eagles, they're going to distribute them by the percentage of what the distributors purchase from the mint. So they'll start flowing on the 28th. This happens every year. It happens every year from 2012 to 2013. Lots of times we'll see the effect a little bit in December, maybe the first part of January, and maybe throughout the month. This seems to be a little bit later in the month that it's happening. It happens every year, the changeover from 2012 to 2013. You can still buy silver eagles, the 2012, but they're jacking the premiums up. And it's not, I was told today that the mint was raising their prices. Well, we haven't heard anything about that. But what I did hear is that the distributors, the main distributors from the Treasury, they're increasing their premiums only because of this delay. And then I would expect premiums to get back to normal here in a month or so. But no, I wouldn't pay the excess premium for these coins now.
Well, no, basically, what is the premium that they're charging at the present time for silver coins?
Well, even for large volumes, they're looking at about $3.50, $4.
$3.50 or $4. Well, our telephone numbers, ladies and gentlemen, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Of course, the price of silver right now, at least I think it closed about $32, exactly $32 today. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Do you have a question or comment for our guest? Certainly on the subject of what's happening financially, what the future holds. And I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I've been at this for 50 years, and I really believe that we're heading into terrible, terrible financial problems. I think we've simply pushed this thing as long as they could, but now we're living entirely on borrowed money. The Federal Reserve System is pouring out money. The Treasury borrowing 46 cents of every dollar they spend. How long can you continue living on borrowed money? Well, things are pretty good right now, but how much longer?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening, Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a guest or comment for our guest, but I think it's vitally important that you understand that they're lying to us about the economy. The economy is not getting better. I mean, the economy, basically, they tell us that we have a gross domestic product increase of about 2%, and that's, well, is not as good as we'd like it to have, but of course it's not bad. And, ladies and gentlemen, that is a lie. The gross domestic product has to be based upon the inflation rate, and they're lying about the inflation rate. They tell us it's really only 1 or 2%. It's really 7 to 9%, according to John Williams. So basically, of course, instead of having a GDP of 2%, we've got a GDP of 2 to 3, minus 2 or 3%. We are in a depression. Basically, the definition of a depression is two successive quarters with a negative GDP, and that's exactly what we have. So the media is conspiring to confuse the American people, but more and more people are going to lose their jobs. And certainly, I was in the previous hour, we simply reported from a report that's available. You can get it on the internet. It was put out by Senator Imhoff. It's a 13-page report entitled A Look Ahead to EPA Regulations for 2013. And certainly, Senator Imhoff points out that the new Environmental Protection Agency regulations, which actually are being imposed right now with the new Obama administration, hundreds of new regulations every single day to regulate every aspect of industry and farming and medicine and every other aspect of life. But these regulations are going to cause millions of people to lose their jobs. And that's exactly what Senator Imhoff says in this fascinating report. You can get it on the internet, or you can get it from Radio Liberty. They've done everything I could. I went up on the internet today to pull it down, and every time I went to the site, they'd say site is under construction, being revised. I finally was able to get it, of course, but they do not want the people to realize, of course, that the government regulations are designed to undermine the fabric of our economy. Because basically, because they want to destroy our economy, why would Barack Obama want to do that? Because the people who control him want to do that, and they want to progressively lower the living standards of the American people. As we raise living standards throughout the world, they're driving up the cost of electricity, they're driving up the cost of oil, it went up to $95 today, they're driving up the cost of our food, they're driving up the cost of medicine, there's only medical insurance, many of the policies went up as much as 20% here starting the 1st of January. And of course, before long, people are not going to be able to afford, and they're just going to have to cut back on their living standards, trying to decide whether to eat or to make payments on their homes. And when they have that choice, many, many more people are going to lose their homes. They give you the idea that the housing market is picking up, and it is, but they don't tell you that one out of every 10 homes sold a day is being bought by Chinese. The Chinese are coming over and buying up our property, but you're not going to get that through the regular channels. Melody, what do you think about what's going on? Once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You got a question, a comment, but our economy is in terrible shapes, and they're simply lying to us. We have inflation, and they're lying to us. We're not having an increase in our economy, a weak recovery. We are actually in a depression. We've been in one for a long time. Melody, pick up the story.
I think people forget, 4 years ago, we were paying under $2 for our gasoline. Now we're paying under $4. And it's interesting to see how people adapt and how that is just of no consequence anymore. It doesn't mean anything to people anymore. People have very short memories of what costs were 4 years ago to what they are today. And just wait until the health care, wait until that really begins to trickle down and we begin getting hit with all these extra taxes and costs that comes with the health care that's mandatory from now on. Things are not going to get better financially. Taxes are going to continue to go up. They're not doing anything to help the people out there, and they're strapped, and they're just going along and doing the best that they can. They have come to accept this, and I don't think we should. We should not accept this being forced on us, and people do need to take control and do what they have to do in order so they can survive, as we talk about.
Well, I think it's very interesting. Phil Mickelson has been very sorely criticized because he complained because he was paying 63% taxes. Phil Mickelson was being vilified, and actually poor Phil had to apologize to Dame for complaining because he's paying a 63% income tax. Ladies and gentlemen, how would you like to pay 63% income tax? Do you want to just pay a tax the rich? Ladies and gentlemen, soon it's going to be you.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Because he had bought gold. What, it was $1,000 an ounce? It's about almost $1,700 an ounce. And so he's very happy with what he did. And I bought some gold when it was $35 an ounce. I've been at this for a long time, Mike. But anyway, of course, Mike was commenting that a fellow named Kaiser had suggested that there was going to be real financial problems in April of this year. And Melody says, well, we're going to have real financial problems. We just don't know the timing on it. He could be right. We just don't know. And because Melody's point is very good. Uh-huh. We're always amazed at what these people who are running this whole thing are able to do. Now, right now, why they're simply keeping America afloat by creating artificial money, 46 cents out of every dollar that we got Treasury spend has to be borrowed. And, of course, they're borrowing it from the Federal Reserve System, about $40 to $45 billion a month directly from the Federal Reserve. But then, of course, the Federal Reserve is lending money to other central banks so that they can buy, certainly, our debt. And basically, of course, it's estimated the Federal Reserve is, at the present time, creating out of nothing 70% of all the treasury bonds that are being bought. Of course, nobody's going to tell you. Everything is done in secret. After all, we can't let the common people know what's going on. But whatever is going on and however it's going to play out, Mike, is going to be a disaster for most people. This is my fear. Most people have no idea what's going on. They've not made preparations for the terrible times that are coming. Go right ahead, Mike. Anything else you'd like to say?
Last thing I'd like to say is that it's highway robbery. It's massive manipulation. And I want to encourage the callers, wherever you're listening, those numbers are given out to call into the show. Now's the time to ask your questions. You got important questions you need answers to regarding these matters. Call in now. Thank you.
God bless. Thanks for pushing our program. And we appreciate Mike. Telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cedarstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And once again, Melody, I want you to tell our listeners your telephone number and how they can get in touch with you.
1-800-375-4188 is the telephone number, toll free, 1-800-375-4188. And the website is dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And you know, Dr. Stan, you talked about the 90% silver. 90% silver is difficult to get. It seems like when we have a drop in price for silver, it seems like people don't sell their silver. 90% silver comes from the secondary market, from people selling their coins back into the market. So as the price drops, it seems like they hold on to it. And then as we see prices rise again, it flows a little bit more. But the premiums on them are crazy. I don't know what's going on in the silver market. There's crazy things. I was told today by my buyer that even from dealer to dealer, they're paying like over $2 over spot for it, which just doesn't make any sense because they're not selling it. So I don't know if they're trying to create some sort of a situation with the 90%. We're getting it in dribs and drabs. Some of my clients are selling it back for one reason or another, and of course my secondary markets, my buyers, they're getting it, but again, dribs and drabs. And it was at one point in time you could buy 50 bags of it if you wanted to back in the 90s, and it certainly isn't the same today. And even though I talk about the silver eagles, it happens every year. You know, the Treasury, I mean, they're inept. You think they could plan a little bit better for the switchover from year to year. Both gold and silver are very small markets. You can have gold flowing today with product. You can have silver flowing today with product. And it doesn't take but a little event to change things. When you have a small amount of the population that's in there on a daily business buying increase because of an event by a percent or a couple percent, it takes product off and out of inventory very, very quickly. And you can have shortages created from day to day, week to week. So not to take the importance away from that, but I also know a lot of these dealers will push shortages just to sell more. And I've seen it happen. I can't tell you how many times over the past years where they push these shortages. But again, I don't want to take away the importance that the shortage of product can happen very quickly in both gold and silver.
Okay, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But right now, silver seems to be in fairly short supply, specifically the bags of 10,000-ounce coins, whether it be dimes, quarters, 50 cents, or silver dollars. And they're getting a much higher premium, and they're not readily available. And I personally, after following this for 50 years, I think we're getting close to the end. Does that matter? Does that mean weeks? Does that mean months? Does that mean years? I don't know. We're just going to have to wait and see, but these are exciting times to be living. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We've got Bill calling from Tri-Cities. Hi, Bill. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah. Well, either one of you can take it, but I was wondering about what exactly was the economic philosophy of Plato and as far as using the economy through to make this utopian style of system where the they use the parks and the different facilities for people to enjoy this paradise that is based upon the fake money that they continue to print. I mean, maybe I'm answering my own question, but what exactly was his philosophy as far as creating this utopia thing?
But do you want to tackle that at all, Melody, or shall I answer that?
Go right ahead. You can take on Plato.
All right, fine. Well, I don't want to take on Plato. After all, he's been dead for a long time. But what you have to understand, Bill, is that Plato was part of the mystery religions and secret societies. And this is one reason, of course, why, when you go to college, why you're required, as I was to, at least in many colleges, one of the few requirements is to take Philosophy 1A and read Plato's Republic. Now, when I read that, I was 16 years old. I had no idea what it was all about. But I do remember certain things that he talked about. And one is the fact that democracy doesn't work. Plato said democracy doesn't work. That's why we need to have a republic. And because the purpose of this republic was to establish this one world government. He didn't say one world, but it was an all unifying government under the power of the so-called just man. And what he was really certainly was writing about was the establishment of what the secret societies have wanted since their inception, dating back to the time of Nimrod and right up to the very present day. And that is a world government under the control of a one world ruler. Of course, if you were a Christian, you would recognize this one world ruler as the Antichrist. But Plato and Socrates and Alexander the Great and Aristotle, they were all part and parcel of this movement towards world government. They were all affiliated with the ancient secret societies. But this is what people are never taught today, that Plato was part of the problem. That's why, of course, he's so popular today, because his solution is exactly the same as the solution advocated by Cecil Rhodes, advocated certainly by Henry Kissinger, advocated by Brzezinski, advocated by David Rockefeller, the establishment of a one-world government, and eventually bring it under the control of the one-world ruler, the Antichrist. Anything else, Bill?
Yeah, you know, I think that the politicians are following Plato, as far as long as people can be distracted with the parks and the amusement, sporting events, then people have no problem with the government bombing the country around the world, and it creates a convenient diversion, and that this is what they've planned all along. As long as people get their bread in circuses. And I think that, you know, people should be aware of that, and that don't trust the politicians as far as saying, well, if something happens, we are going to be looking out for you, because they have their own plan as far as where they will go if something does happen.
I agree with you. And basically, our job is to reach as many people as we can in the time that's allotted to us. But you see, all of these materialists and the people who are involved with this whole world government movement totally discount the presence of God. And this is one advantage we have. We realize, of course, that God is really in charge, and that even though they have all of their diabolical plans, God has a plan as well. And God may well be using the secret societies to pursue his goal. Certainly we've seen him take the children of Israel back to the Holy Land. And so many of the things that are taking place today, even in our own country, I believe are divinely inspired, making preparations for the fulfillment of prophecy. And when I read about how certainly the center, the economic center of the world is destroyed and the destruction of Babylon, I shudder when I realize, of course, the economic center of the world today is New York City and the banks that are located there. And as it tells us in the scriptures, and the merchants of the world wept because now they couldn't buy or sell their goods because the economic center had been destroyed. And I think the coming a destruction of New York City, and whether that'll be an EMP attack, a nuclear attack, I don't know. But, Melody, did you have any thoughts at all you'd like to put in here for Bill?
No, I mean, we talk about how history repeats itself and how it has been shaped And, of course, you know, they also, the powers in control today, they follow history, they know, and it is all coming out to a play, as you mentioned.
Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Anything else, Bill, before we let you go?
I just think that as far as this manipulation of people's reality through these events that they have, whether it be gather up in the park or gather here or gather there, we already know that the special operations train around all of the facilities and that this is a plan that they have in order to herd people whenever they decide to. So I think that people should be aware of that.
I think you're absolutely right. And well, our job, my job is to educate you, and your job is to educate all those people you come in contact with and let them understand the true nature of what's going on. God bless you, Bill. Thanks for calling. And let's go right now to Ron, who's calling from Washington State. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time to make preparations for the very difficult period that lies ahead and to start laying in the basic things you're going to need to live on, and then, of course, to get yourself financially stable. And remember, money in the bank, certainly, if we have some sort of EMP attack, why it would wipe out the electronics. Your money is not in the bank. It's an electronic entry, and you wipe out the electronics while you have no entry. And, of course, make your preparations now, but, of course, the most important thing is your personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Ron from Washington. Hi, how are we doing?
Fine. Dr. Stan, I just want to ask Melody, seems like platinum is going up, price of platinum is going above that price of gold per ounce. Is there any significance to that?
Well, I think certainly when platinum dipped below gold, it was a good buying opportunity. Platinum's always difficult along with palladium because they're economy metals. They do well when economies are good. We certainly had some changes in some of the mines over in South Africa where they're cutting back production, in which at that time of those announcements, you saw platinum and palladium both rise. So there are reasons why we saw gold platinum rise as we did. Now we're going to have to see where it goes from here. When we saw platinum rise to 2,000 before, it was mainly because they had problems in the mine. And so now we'll have to see whether it's the fundamentals under platinum that's making it move or because of the cutback in production out of the mine.
I think that this is a classic manipulation, Ron. Yes. You have watched this before. And what they do is, because the people who run the mines work very closely with the leaders of the labor unions. The workers really think that the leaders of the labor unions are working with them, but they're not. And basically, of course, then when there's plenty of platinum, a big overhang of platinum, why they come up with some phony labor issue. And that's exactly what they've done. And in South Africa, and the vast majority of platinum in the world is mined in Russia and predominantly in South Africa. So basically, they've got plenty of platinum on hand. The price had gotten down below gold, maybe $100 an ounce. So what do? They come up with a phony issue, and then they simply close down the mines. They lay off 14,000 black people who have been working in the mines, and they think that they're going on strike for more money. And but basically, what they'll do is they'll simply close down the mines until such time, you know, as they've gotten rid of the excess amounts of platinum they have, driven the price up maybe to $2,000 an ounce, $2,500 an ounce, and then, of course, that they'll open up the mines again. That's how the system's really played, Ron. Unfortunately, it's happened here in America. If you want to see how it's been used in America, there's a wonderful book. It's called Capitalism and Freedom, written by Milton Friedman. He tells how John L. Lewis, working with the people who owned the coal mines. Now, John L. Lewis, head of the AFL-CIO with the United Mine Workers, but of course he was really working for the people who owned the mines. And when they got excess amounts of coal on hand, then he'd call a strike. people wouldn't have any income at all, but they'd get government disability, and they'd go out and they'd picket, and they would keep the strike going and negotiate with the employers until they got rid of the overhanging coal, and then, of course, they'd settle the strike. It's like deja vu all over again. Anything else, Ron?
No, sir. That clarified some things. Thank you very much.
God bless. Okay, fine. And of course, if you're out there, got a question or comment, our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Melody, what should people be doing now, certainly as far as gold and silver? Should they be buying gold? Should they be buying silver? Or should they be buying both?
Well, I think they need to be buying both, but it also is what's suitable for them. Lots of folks feel that they can't afford gold at these levels, but I'm here to help them to show that there are ways that they can own both gold and silver, but it's what's suitable for them. And we look to gold as a savings account and silver as the checking account. And I believe if you stay along those lines and make sure you're diversified, they'll do very, very well. And platinum and palladium, a lot of people will throw that in order to be diversified and so forth. I think palladium's price right now is too high to get into. It's too volatile. It can have some big swings up, but also some big swings down to the downside. But always build your foundation first with your gold and silver. And then if you have extra
money,
hold
the thought. Hold the thought.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any store magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, jigsawmagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Gold and silver is 1-800-375-4188.
One more time.
1-800-375-4188.
You better get to bed. It's late back there. Good night,
thank
Melody.
You,
God bless. Yeah. Okay, fine. That was Melody Cederstrom. Hope you enjoyed our conversation, and I always enjoy having Melody on. But we're moving into very, very difficult economic times. And, of course, what they're doing is passing all sorts of new government regulations. Between 1 and 2 100 new regulations every single day. And so they, you have to understand that there are over 169,000 pages of federal regulations today, all of them unconstitutional, all of them aimed, of course, at crushing our industries here in America so they can transfer America's wealth and production and factories overseas. And this is what they're doing. That's where the 12 million jobs went to. That's why so many people are unemployed today. But if you read this latest report from Senator Imhoff, and it will be available from Radio Liberty, it's his report on the October report on the Environmental Protection Agency. He says quite openly, millions of Americans are going to lose their jobs, millions more, and I really believe he's absolutely right, because they're going to regulate everything. It's already underway. Of course, they rigged the election. I do not believe Barack Obama won the election. But, of course, that doesn't really matter because the American people were never allowed to consider that. Immediately after the election, when we should have been all sorts of questions asked, but how is it possible that far more people, 120% of the entire population of some areas voted, 120%? The total population is 100%. No, 110, 120% of the population voted in some of those areas. And the reason was because it was all contrived. But of course, we never were allowed to talk about that because they immediately shifted our attention to the scandal involving General Petraeus and his mistress. And basically, of course, what we saw, we focused our attention on that day after day, week after week, that already known about it for months. Why was the Federal Bureau of Investigation tracking all the telephone calls and emails of the director of the Central Intelligence Agency? They wanted a scandal. What's the crime of having a mistress? I don't agree with this, but certainly why did they make an issue of it? Because they wanted a diversion, ladies and gentlemen. And once you understand that, you understand that they control our reality. They focus our attention on the issues they want us to think about, and they never want us to think about how the president has an assassination list. They're killing people throughout the world today, but they've been doing it for a long time. If you haven't heard our 4-CD set on Deadly Assassins, where I actually interview two government assassins who've killed people, they will not admit to it, but they were trained as assassins and they were prepared for it. And there was one of them was given the job of killing a presidential candidate, Ross Perot. You need to get the 4-CD set and so many other things that we have that you'll never get elsewhere. The true story of the murder of Martin Luther King, and he was murdered certainly by James Earl Ray. The true story of the murder of Bobby Kennedy, he wasn't murdered by Saran Saran. We have certainly two forced tape sets on the murder of John Kennedy. And you'll actually hear an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, you go to our website, you'll get things you'll never get elsewhere. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And certainly we have a DVD and a book on the assassination of Bobby Kennedy. We have certainly a book on the assassination of Martin Luther King, written by the lawyer who was hired by Martin Luther King's family. You're never going to hear these things discussed on the controlled media, and you're never going to hear this from certainly the major people who you're going to listen to every day. Basically, people we hear certainly are Rush Limbaugh's and Sean Hannity's and the others, but they're very well paid not to reveal the truth, but to conceal the truth. We're not paid anything at all. In fact, we have to pay to be on the radio, but our job is to bring you the truth, the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We need your financial support. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Kind of makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom.
have some.
Hi, ma'am.
Hello, darling.
You have some?
Brand new.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining us today, caring about your world. It's all about the truth. Think about that. It's all about the truth. Where is the truth? How do we find the truth? There's so many of us who think we find the truth, but do we ever really know it? Some very bright people have said that everything outside your home is a lie. How could we have come to live in a world where everything outside your home is a lie? And probably many of the books within your home might be a lie. We've challenged a lot of things at the Power Hour, and we will continue to do that because I think people are hungry for the facts. Now, even those can be distorted. I could distort the facts. Anyone can distort the facts. The president certainly, or the alleged president, can certainly distort the facts. And if you heard any of the inauguration, you saw that that was done in spades. Our financial system is a fraud. Much of our